I'm going to tell you a story. Some people might not want to hear it. Some people will wonder what its meaning is. And some people will want to say that it happened in a different way. But this is what I know of it, for this is what I lived. This is what I felt. This is what I heard.
It's all right, Matthew. It's just my hand. I have water. Here. Take this skin.
Thank you, Johanna.
What are you thinking?
Don't ask me that now.
How long are you going to keep making charcoal drawings? Matthew, this Athos, he's gone. It must have been a day by now.
But he left without saying why. It doesn't make sense.
Are you sure you know him as well as you think?
3 months. 3 months I've been down here. 3 months he's kept me alive. 3 months he's been my only friend. 3 months he's been telling me the history of his kind, their struggles and his struggles. I should hope I know him by now.
Even after he made you walk in a circle?
Even then, he told me why.
Matthew, I haven't been down here for as long as you. I haven't known him as long as you. This isn't the place for you. He can't be your only companion. Yes, he helped you, but he also lied to you.
Only once.
When it mattered most. Your leg is out of joint. It has been for too long. I can see you stop the bleeding.
He did that.
Maybe, but he hasn't reset it.
He doesn't know how to, nor do I.
And nor do I. When did you fall? Weeks ago? A month? It may be too late. You may not walk on that leg again.
I can still feel it.
That may not matter. Here.
What's this? A stick?
I took it with me when I started looking for you. It's dry and tough. I had meant it for you to feel where you were going, but it may support you if you try to walk on it.
Why did you come looking for me?
Peter told me you might still be alive.
Peter?
It was a month after they returned. I was lost for what to do. No one would look at me or talk to me. No one visited the inn anymore. They said it was cursed. They treated me like a freak and a reject. I had made up my mind. I was going to leave Snowkeep. I'd started to gather my belongings when I found the knife hidden under the cupboard. When I remembered what the villagers had told me about your claim, that you had heard a noise and had felt threatened, I knew I had to challenge them. Robert was hidden away in his bunker, and Samson was still recovering from exhaustion and his injuries. Peter was the only one who still went outside, doing their errands, and every so often he would come knock on the door to the inn,
Johanna,
claiming he wanted to apologize.
Johanna, please.
When he knocked on my door after I found the knife, I pulled him inside and I challenged him. I didn't have to do much. I told him I knew he had conspired against you, to cast you out, and that I was merely a means to an end. If they could convince the other villagers that you caused this, so popular as I was, so pretty as I was, if you had hurt me, that would be enough of an excuse to get rid of you.
I'm sorry.
I told him I knew that, and he broke, saying that he was not to blame.
It's not my fault.
Robert had told him to. Robert and Samson were the ones who conspired to throw you out.
Because of my stories?
That may have been Samson's reason. Robert? Peter guessed it was jealousy. And it was Robert who had told Peter to come visit the inn, to find the knife and take it away. They had meant to move it, but the doctors had locked the doors before they could get inside. After he confessed those things, I guessed that they had taken you away and killed you. But then he told me about what happened in the cave, how they wandered almost blindly, skirting a cliff to the south until they found a wide enough bridge, and how they came across the stone hut, the statues, the monsters, and you. When I heard that, I insisted that he tell me where it was he last saw you. He gave me this map. I rushed to gather what I needed, and then set out to find you. I made Peter promise not to speak a word about our conversation. With no one to go looking for me at the inn, no one would miss me as I snuck away at night.
But your mother...
Mother died. I woke up the morning after they hurt me. The doctor told me I shouldn't exhaust myself or leave my bed for a week. She died 3 days after. He didn't go to help her at all.
I'm so sorry.
I have wept for her. I have said my prayers. I have seen her buried. I loved her. I still do. But with her gone, there is even less of a reason for me to stay.
Still, I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't been there that night.
You had no reason to suspect anything like this would happen. This is not your fault. I knew that, and now you do too. Why else would I be here?
You're here. You still want me to leave Athos behind.
Is there any reason why you're expecting him to come back?
I don't know anymore.
You're grateful for what he's done so far, I know. I suppose I should be too. But he's done just as much to hinder you as to help you. I can see that you feel a kinship with him, and maybe he does too. Maybe he's gone because he knows all the things he has done. Maybe he left you here so that I could lead you the rest of the way.
Where would we go? Out there? I know nothing of the world beyond Snowkeep anymore.
Does that matter right now? We're both in need of a place where we belong. We'll find it. But we need to get out of here first. We need to leave all of this behind first.
You're right.
Then you'll come?
Yes. You're right. There's something... I don't know what anymore, but there is something that keeps me wanting to go back out there. It's been within me so long that I have to believe it's real. Help me up.
Just wait a moment. There. The torch is lit. Now I can tell you where we're going. How does your walking stick feel?
It seems to work.
Can you step forward? Does it still hurt?
I can survive it. I'm ready. Tell me where to go.
Just keep walking forward. I'm right here. Where did the name come from, anyway?
The mark on his shoulder. The eagle's head. It led me to choose the name of a mythic giant, a name akin to the ancient word for eagle.
That certainly sounds like something you would name him.
Oh.
Matthew! Here, let me rest you against this wall, all right? Here, have a drink.
How far do we have to go?
It took me 3 days to walk this way from the entrance to the altar.
It'll only be more with me like this.
We can stop whenever you need to.
There's no point. You're right. I haven't used this foot in so long, it can't support me anymore. I'm only slowing you down.
We can take as long as you need. If you want, I can carry you.
It will still take so long. Wait.
Oh no.
Athos?
Let me carry him.
Where will you take him?
Johanna, please. Athos? I need to go. This place, it's worn me down. It's hurt me, broken me, torn me away from the rest of the world. While I could stay here for all time, as much as I may want to, I can't. I'll be lost. Even with you there to aid me, I'll be lost.
I know. This cave was never meant for you. It was a place for me to escape into. I've been down here so long, I'm used to it. You're not. And I can no longer force you to be.
Thank you.
You, Johanna, will you let me carry him?
Please?
You'll walk in front of me so that I can keep an eye on you.
Done.
Can you carry on, Matthew?
Just show me where he is. Thank you.
There he is. Can you get a good grip?
Yes. Are you ready, my friend?
Not so fast, creature. Let me keep pace.
I'm not going to stray.
Johanna?
Just stay close. Go on. Damn. Stop! Stop! The torch is going out.
I told you my eyes can see in the dark. You don't need to use it when I'm here.
I'd rather be secure in knowing where you are.
Johanna, we've been walking for so long. We've rested so often. He hasn't left us yet.
Damn it. Wait.
What was that? It was like a breeze. Are we close?
We are, but it's still a fair distance. We'll have to stop soon. Are your arms getting tired?
Can't we just get to the surface quickly?
I know this place. If there's a breeze down here, then there's somewhere close by we can rest and gain supplies.
You know this?
I found it on my way in. It's a hall with three tunnels branching off of it. I searched each of them when I came down here. This is the third one, the one that pointed straight east.
Did one of them lead south?
Yes. That led to a cliff with a large rock at the bottom.
That's where I... where they brought me.
And the middle one led to... you called it the crossroads.
Yes.
Yes. Let's keep moving, Athos.
Wait!
Johanna, please. Save it. If it's still there, you can use it when we reach the camp.
Camp?
If it's the place, the soldiers stopped in that hall on their way down here.
It was there when I first entered. I left some wood and supplies there.
Then let's go.
But I can't see.
Take my arm.
Your arm?
It's all right, Johanna. It's all right.
All right.
Lead the way, Athos. If you could guess, how far is it?
Not far.
There. There's the opening. This is the place. There are your tunnels, and there is your camp.
Where?
Follow. There's where you can make your fire, Johanna.
Not yet.
Athos, let me down.
I've got you, Matthew.
How long do you need to rest?
I'm not sure. I'm ready to leave as soon as possible.
You should rest and eat. How have you managed to sustain yourself this whole time?
Mushrooms, mostly.
No wonder you're so thin. Matthew, come closer. You need to get warm. 3 months you've been without heat.
Well, at least two.
When was that?
Before something was lost.
I see. Wait here. Something's gotten into the food.
What?
I don't know where or how, but there's not much left. There's some stale bread, but that's all.
What do we do now?
Athos, can you find any more mushrooms around here?
Me?
We'll have to make do for now. If you can find any, it would help.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
I just need someone to find those things for our journey.
There's no point in trying to hide anything from me. I know when I'm not welcome. Hand me that bag. I'll find what I can. Just remember, you'll need me until you get back up there.
He's often very direct.
Why does he have to be so harsh?
It's probably getting to his head that he'll be alone again once we go back up there. Alone on the earth.
I see.
I wish I could convince him otherwise. Maybe he'd find a place up there that wasn't so isolated. He might find he wasn't alone. He might find someone who wanted to know about his kind.
Someone who cared about him.
I suppose.
Matthew.
How much of our quarrel did you hear?
Not all. But it was how I found you. I heard his voice first, and then yours in response. I came rushing to find you. I was too far away to understand all you started to say, but then I reached a bend in the cave, just before I met you. And then I heard him say my name. So I stopped, and I listened.
It's shameful, isn't it?
What part?
All of it. There are so many things that I wish I could keep quiet about. I try so hard. In that moment, no, there's no excuse.
Anyone would say any of those things if they were being bullied in that way.
It wasn't bullying.
It was.
But it felt necessary. So many times I've been trapped by those thoughts, those terrors, that I had to say them to someone. They're the things that make me scared of being human. I've spent so much time around people like the monks, Samson, Robert, that I can't help but wonder if I'm just as bad, or even if all of them are bad at all. I don't know enough people who I feel I can trust, or who care enough to listen to me.
I know. Some people don't want to see people like us holding any kind of influence, and often they make themselves heard louder than anyone else. They claim we're insane, that we're stepping beyond our boundaries, that we'll corrupt the world. Those harsh words can feel more profound than anything else.
Do I have the right to feel that way?
I've never heard anyone ask for the right to their feelings. Often these same people feel just as entitled to theirs. They can claim that they're being harmed in some way. You've at least had the courage to look inside yourself and acknowledge that you are capable of those thoughts. You've acknowledged that they make you sick, and you don't want to live that way or act that way.
I still could.
You're the one who decides. Was I ever one of those people? Was I not someone you could trust?
I would trust you with so many things. But when I'm near you, I guess my fault is that I can't trust myself. I wish I had the courage to say those things to you, rather than having you hear them this way. But I was always scared that I would ruin something. That when they hurt you, it was proof enough for me that I didn't belong. Even if there were people I could trust or care about.
Is that why you didn't respond when you heard me calling for you? At the crossroads, were you hiding?
Yes. Athos hid me in a crater and used his body as cover.
That's why the rock was gone when I went back to that place.
Yes. Then when he told me to explain what happened to make me want to hide, I had to tell him. I suppose down here, I'm able to say things that I couldn't anywhere else.
You really trust Athos?
I've learned so much from him. I've spent so much time with him. He was here when I thought I couldn't rely on anyone else.
One more thing. Do you think you could have said something to me on your own? About your affection?
I don't know. The fact is, I'll always feel some kind of shame for having those kinds of feelings. I'll never know whether they're pure, decent, right, or selfless.
Everyone has those feelings. Everyone wants to act on their desires. We're people. Some of us know how to control their desires better than others. The fact that you understand as much as you do does you credit. Understand this, though. Your feelings towards me, I thank you for them. I can't give you mine. You have a wonderful gift. Your ability to tell stories. Your ability to see meaning in them, wherever they come from. You deserve to hear that. I'm glad that I could say it to you. You deserve to have someone who is your friend. But that's as far as my feelings go. Both then and now.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. All of it. Athos?
Here. Can you stomach mushrooms one last time? Johanna, how long till we reach the surface?
Maybe 4 hours.
Do you know how long 2 hours is?
I can guess.
We'll rest for that long. Then we finish this.
Finish it. It's been a while since I heard those creatures.
Are they going forward or backward, Athos?
They're moving ahead of us. They're weaving their way through the pillars.
Pillars?
Yes, several rows of them. What is it?
What's so funny, Matthew?
Just something someone said about the blind leading the blind. How many rows of pillars are there?
There's at least 5. Watch your step, Johanna. You might get close to one and fall.
I would hope you wouldn't let me walk too close to them.
It's so cold. Wait, what just touched my hand?
It's snow.
Snow. Stop. Athos, stop.
What is it, Matthew?
Let me down.
What?
Let me down! Johanna, give me my walking stick.
Do you need my help?
No.
We're going up a ridge. Step carefully.
Did you hear that?
Follow it, Matthew.
You're almost at the top.
There. Matthew, it's there.
We're here.
We're here.
Go on. The path is clear ahead of you.
That's it, Matthew. You're almost there. Almost there. all right. It's all right.
I'm alive. I'm here. We're here. Grass. Leaves. Snow.
It's all here, Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you. Athos?
I'm here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Athos? Where are you?
Shh. It's all right. He's just walking on the grass. And he's... I see.
What is it?
It's all right. He's staring at the sky. Matthew, will you wait here? I won't go far. Just lie down. Here, take my cloak. Warm yourself. I'll be right back. Just rest.
All right.
Thank you. For all that you've done for him.
That one's died.
What?
It's been so long, I barely recognize the sky. But I remember that spot there. The three stars in a triangle. And the star that once sat next to them.
How old are you?
Old.
Matthew says you won't come with us.
There's nothing for me up here. Just as there's nothing for him down there. We're made of different things. He needs other people more than he ever needed me. I heard everything you said to him at the camp.
I suspected as much from the way you looked at me.
You're very tactful. I've known very few people who could speak in that way.
Thank you.
Where will you go?
I'll go with him. I'll carry him where he needs to go, just as you did.
And after that, what will you do?
I'll have to think on that. My mother's not here anymore, but maybe someone else needs a healer. Someone who can learn medicine and help them in their suffering.
Hmm.
What is it?
I knew someone who learned those same skills. I wonder what she would have told you if she met you. Promise me one thing. Never feel obliged to anyone. Wherever you go, if you are not welcome, do not stay there. Find where you belong, not just where he does.
He doesn't want you to be lost. There are places you can hide up here, far away from this mountain, far away from Snowkeep, where people seldom go or where they don't know you. Places where you can live like us.
I could never live like you people. Not after all that's happened. Nor after all I've done. I am what history has made me. A monster. Always have been. Always will be.
Athos, don't.
Sorry, Matthew. He's gone.
Echo was written and directed by Sky Thorleifson. Produced at the Red River College in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Executive produced by Sky Thorleifson, Alan Loretta Thorleifson, Dan Sawatsky, Robin Rosemary Maurer, Ken and Marlene Craker, Winnie McNabb, and Ed and Millie Hildebrand. Music was composed and produced by Donovan Yonk. Our logo was designed by Alyssa Etzel. Sound effects partially taken from freesound.com. For a full list of credits, visit our website. Featuring vocal performances by Robert Zirk, Brandon Vink, Toby Zhang, and Sky Thorleifson. Follow us on social media at EchoPodcast2019 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For merchandise and to learn more about the show, please visit our website, EchoPodcast2019.com. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And thank you for listening. Next time on Echo.
Why didn't he say anything? Twice he left without saying anything.
Does it frighten you? Him not being here?
What's that?
Matthew, get behind me.
I see the blind man has a different bodyguard now.
You can't negotiate with her, Robert. She's too far gone.
We should at least let her know our terms, don't you think?
Your terms, not mine.
Can you hear them? They're calling out. Calling for your death, Matthew. And calling out for your confession, Joanna.
I have nothing to confess.
You may say that, but that won't convince them. Joanna!
Stay behind me!
Kill the demon spawn!
One down!